Hey y'all, I'm like, Will's making noise in the kitchen. I don't even care. It's time to start recording. I snuggled in here out back. It's chilly outside. It was chilly in the house when I woke up. And I'm out back and I'm gonna record the podcast. And I realize a friend asked me for help yesterday and I didn't finish responding. So I did that first. And as I'm responding, I send the first message and then I'm like, I'll be back. I'm going to go talk about this on the podcast right now. Because I totally had a great little truth punk moment with myself. So I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to have some tea. And enjoy my extra raspy, buttery voice this morning. Finn came in this morning and confirmed. He said, sick. So, I think I have been just sharing with him what he's been dealing with. And I'm a good sharer, so I'm feeling okay. Just a side note update. If you've been following along, my back's been giving me so much trouble that it's been tough to brush my teeth some mornings, using my arms as any kind of a lever has not worked some mornings. And I found that sleeping with something under my knees will help. And also, the other night, I did step aerobics for maybe the first time with an actual riser. And it seemed to miraculously help my back the next morning. So last night, what did I do? Step aerobics. Did it help my back this morning? It did not. And it may be because I woke up on my side. I have learned through this sleeping arrangement, experience, that alignment serves me more than comfort. At least right now in this scenario. And so even if I'm up through the night because I want to turn over and get comfortable, but if I replace that pillow under my knees and realign myself, do my best, fall asleep, I am aligned in the morning and I have less pain and I can get through my tasks without upset. And if I roll on my side and get comfortable, it hurts when I wake up, hurts when I go to move again. Well, last night, evidently, I wanted to get so comfortable, I just did it while I was sleeping. I don't know how long I slept on my side. But I can feel it. So, how am I going to choose to look at this? I'm glad I did the step aerobics. I did them because they were fun and I enjoyed them. I'm going to release the outcome next time. Just do it because it is fun and healthy and silly and Finn participates and it's exercise and it's good for my brain. Give my brain a break because my brain loves to be like, okay, one, two, up, down, turn around and cha-cha-cha and one, two, up, down, turn around and cha-cha-cha to give my brain something to do so it's not off doing its own thing and to let my body move around. I really enjoy it. So, and it's kind of my wheelhouse, so it boosts my confidence a little bit. I can just try step aerobics and be kind of good at it, so that's lovely. So, I'm going to take the expectations away, the outcomes, do the step aerobics because they're fun. I'm going to continue to focus on my alignment when I'm awake, and when I'm sleeping, I do what I want. So maybe the step aerobics gave me a leg up, and then I was able to turn and sleep on my side. And I was still able to get up and do things, and it was really hard to brush my teeth today, yes. But I've made it out back here. I'm sitting down with my heating pad, and the best is yet to be, and things are always changing. Always changing. I'm not afraid that I'm going to feel like this forever because I know that I won't. And I'm not afraid that things are going to get worse and worse and worse because I know that they won't. And I don't know if I know that because of a direct knowing or because my belief system is so strong. We get to choose what we believe. The thoughts you think all the time become your beliefs. That's what you believe because you think it all the time. And life illustrates for you your beliefs. Your life is based on your beliefs, and you get to choose those. So I used to believe that it just got worse and worse. And now I believe the opposite. It's a choice. And when life is illustrating your beliefs and you don't agree, something seems wrong, it's not aligned, this doesn't feel right, you're right. I started to tell you this yesterday and I probably got it all out and then Finn came in. I probably would have spent more time on it elaborating. When I have that familiar feeling, oh my gosh, he's coming. Oh wait, no he's not. So now I'll use that as an example. Here I am by choice. I'm just out back. I'm cozy in my home and I'm recording. I'm just talking to my phone right now, right? But I'm doing something. I'm doing my podcast. I do this every day. It's a thing that I do and everyone should know that, right? And this is not really what I'm thinking, but these things tend to come up inside of me where, say, I'm about to tell you something so great. And Finn comes in and interrupts me. Or maybe Will comes in and out or makes a bunch of noise and distracts me. Or someone, whatever, turns on the car without letting me know and the audio gets taken and my Bluetooth is, you know, messing up my podcast. The emotion, the irritation, it's like it runs deeper in me. Because I grew up with the belief that nobody gets it, nobody cares, nobody listens. Well, my mom did. And then there was everyone else. And so I couldn't lose her, and then I lost her. And she was the only one that, quote, got it. But now I'm realizing, you know, that's not true either. There are other people who are awake, and my mom could never really get it. No one's ever really, really gonna get it. That's what makes me get it the most, I think. That's what I was talking to a friend yesterday. I was like, yeah, I get it. Well, I know that I don't get it. Doesn't make me. That makes me, like, kind of get it the most, right? Anyway. I talked about how yesterday, my friend, I was giving her this theme and she said, oh yeah, victim. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's it. That's my way out. I'm not a victim. And so all of a sudden in my life, when I feel like a victim, it feels wrong. And I'm trying to figure that part out. Like, wait, this is wrong. This isn't how I'm wanting to feel. This feels old. This isn't me right now. This isn't what I think and believe all the time now. Something old is happening. When I have these feelings. My example yesterday was stacking dirty dishes, right? Don't make more dishes for me to do. Don't stack them. And then when they're stacked, I think, do you not care? Do you not listen? It hurts me to do the dishes sometimes, and you're making it worse, and you don't care. You don't care about my pain. You don't listen. You don't care. Boy, my friend's right. That's a victim. That's me being a victim of someone else. I'm not a victim. That feels most true. What feels most true? Say it out loud. I'm a victim. I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim sounds most true to me. I can feel it. So when I have moments of feeling like a victim, it doesn't feel right. And so now that is my way out of those moments. I immediately say, oh, I'm not a victim anymore. That's over. That part of my life is over. Yes, we've all been victimized. Yes, we have children living inside of us to care for and understand and listen to and nurture and soothe. And we're here now, the best versions of ourselves yet. And we just got better in that last 2 seconds. And we know better. We know more. We're the ones nurturing and caring for that inner child. Let's teach them and let's grow. I'm no longer a victim. And it really works, you guys. I'm so happy. And so I will get to why I just pressed record out back here talking to my friend. And I haven't said this to them yet. But of course, this can go along with what I'm talking about, responding to them asking for some advice, because I think they are feeling victimized. And feeling victimized doesn't mean we have to give in and agree that we're a victim. You can just feel victimized and know, oh, I know this feeling. Maybe I felt like a victim for a long time. But now I know I'm not a victim. And so this feeling, oh, this is old. This is old. Okay, so let me just have some more tea here. And and you can probably get why I wouldn't just go into this spiel of like, oh, I know what to do. You're feeling like a victim. You're not a victim. You're a powerful creator. I just need you to say, oh, I'm not a victim anymore. That's old. I'm me now. Ha ha. Like, that really is not going to work unless maybe you're me and every morning you've been coming with yourself and being with yourself and talking this stuff out and just lifting the veil and lifting the veil and talking about it and chewing on it. And, you know, this is what I do. I don't expect other people to do it. But here we go. So a friend of mine says, hey, could I talk to you? Maybe get some advice. This person at work thinks I did something bad and they're like after me for it. Like they're trying to get me fired for something. Like I've never done that. I've never done anything like that. And they're accusing me of this. And I think they want to get me fired. Like this is my job. And I was like, dang. And I was pretty much like, well, you know, hon, like you got to let go or be dragged. Like F them, like with love. Screw them. Screw that. Forget it. Let go of them. Let go of that. That doesn't feel good. That doesn't taste good. I don't want to eat it. That's not what I want more of. I don't want to milk it. Right? F them. With love. You don't have to like them, but you can love them and tell them to, you know, you don't have to tell them. You can just think, oh, no. Let go. So I don't get dragged. And I also said, you know, and what they do and what they think about you even is none of your business. That can help you let go sometimes. Honestly, they are none of your business. What they think about you, what they try to do, none of your business. There's no need to waste energy on them. How you feel is more important than what they think or do. So I write this out. And then I said, oh yeah, in capital letters. I immediately thought, here I am saying all the things that I believe. But do you remember just a handful of episodes ago? I was totally energetically assaulted on the phone. Someone called me to be nasty. Someone called me to put me in my place. Someone called me to tell me. And just like my friend, I hadn't done anything to warrant that at all. In fact, I was quite the opposite. I was, you know, not being mindless. I was being mindful. So I have this unwarranted attack. And I know, oh, I can let go or be dragged and we'll screw her. She's just having a bad morning and she's trying to give it to me. I don't have to pick it up, right? If someone tries to give you a gift, you don't have to pick it up. And who is left with it? Them. It's theirs. I'm gonna leave her with her mourning. She's none of my business. I don't have to waste energy on her. And how I feel is way more important than what she just said to me. And blah, blah, blah. None of that helps at all, Amanda. Because I could feel the hum in my body. I felt sick. The energetic exchange made me feeling, left me feeling sick. I was sick and I knew I needed to cry, and I waited for that cry to come, and then I took the cry. And actually, along with that cry, I put my hands like down and I just surrendered in the middle of my kitchen and I said, help me. And I don't know who I was talking to, but I just said, help me, help me, help me. And I sobbed. I let it break me wide open. That woman set a fire inside of me. And yeah, I don't want to fan or feed the fire, but it's there. So my friend, there's a fire inside of her, and it's there. Okay. Well, let's not feed it. And thinking and believing all those things that I said can help you not feed it. Oh, well, I can love them and not like them and just let go. And they're none of my business, and it doesn't make any sense for me to waste any energy on them. And how I feel is more important, and how can I feel better? How can I feel better no matter what? I just want to share with you right now. I can hear Will in the kitchen. He knows I'm doing the podcast, and he's choosing to do dishes and make noise. And I can feel inside of me, don't you understand? I'm out back and I want things to be quiet for the podcast, and you're creating background noise for the listeners, and you're distracting me with the sounds of the water and the noises. And I've told you before that when my mom used to get mad, she would go and do the dishes and she would just be so loud. And so it actually brings up something in me, dish noises. And so I'm going to pause in my story and I'm going to say, Amanda, I'm not a victim. Amanda, you're not a victim anymore. That's old. You're not a victim. You're a powerful creator. Life is happening for you. Wake up. Be here now. It's over. You're not a victim anymore. That's done. It's over. And so I'm just letting myself listen to those noises. I'm letting what I said sink in. I'm not a victim. I'm smiling. And so here I am, having been distracted, and I got angry, and I stopped what I was talking about. And it took a little bit this time because the noises kept happening. But I'm smiling. I'm smiling because I did it. I did it right here with you. And am I going to say something to Will? Maybe. But I will be saying it in this powerful context. Say, hey, guess what? I don't have to hate you every time you do that now. I have a way out of it. And here's my way out of it. So yeah, I probably will talk to him about it. But it won't be to change him. It'll be to let him know how I'm changing. Because that's what I'm responsible for. And that's what I get to do. I get to choose how to view my life and how to proceed and how to grow. And everybody else gets to do that too. Exactly how they want, and they can change at any time. And I'm so glad that I changed and I have this awesome new tool to stop feeling like a victim because it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel aligned. Just like my friend, she probably doesn't feel right and she probably doesn't feel aligned because of that energetic attack. And yeah, I think that does have to do with their energy mixing with your energy and what they believe is not what you believe. There's lies inside of you. So that woman who called and attacked me, it's like she left lies inside of me. Or maybe there were lies inside of me and she lit them up so I could see them, feel them. So maybe I'm thankful for her for lighting it up. And I did what I told my friend she needs to do. You need help. You need a friend. You need a best friend. You need you. You need you. You need a mom to nurture you. You need a friend who understands. You need a friend who gets it. You need a friend who can feel it with you. And that's you. So I will, after this episode, get back to my friend. And I'll talk more about maybe my experience after that phone call. And it's all about being your best friend. Being your best mommy. Taking care of the one person you've been put in charge of. You. Oh, so since the step aerobics didn't work, I just wanted to relate that to Finn and autism. And it's always good when you're working with people to have a tool belt, a tool chest. And just remember, even if it's not autism you're dealing with or your physical health, not everything works every single time. Just keep pulling tricks out of the bag. Keep pulling tools out of the belt. Check them out. And then reach for something else and you'll find new tools, old tools, and you'll have lots of suggestions and resources for other people. Will I keep doing the step aerobics? Yes. Why? Because it feels good in the moment. Just like this podcast, it feels good in the moment. I don't do it for the views or the likes or the listens. I do it because I'm called to do it. It feels aligned. It brings me alignment. So I'm hoping my friend has something that brings her alignment, whether it's listening to music or drawing or reading or dancing or twirling on the beach or whatever, folding gum wrappers into paper chains. I realized yesterday I think I've always come to the ocean because it made me connect with my best friend, me. And yeah, the ocean is a friend of mine, but I almost think like the ocean is the mirror. The ocean is where I go to be with myself. And so the ocean feels like a very good friend. And I realized I moved next to the friend that I need the most, the one who just holds the mirror up. So I like that, that I used to be drawn to visit here. I used to be drawn to just go to the ocean, just visit, just be with the ocean, just be at the beach. And I'm realizing now I just needed to be with myself. And that's where I felt most with myself. On the shore. So it makes sense that once I became my own best friend, I needed to move here. I didn't care where I landed. I didn't care where I lived. I was coming here. And I did it. And I'm so glad. Because in all of these moments, I need me. I need my best friend, me. And we like it here. We do. I thought I went out yesterday for, I needed diapers and gas. So I went and did the loop, you know, started at home and drove this way and went to that store and then went here and then looped right back home. And in comparison to all the other places that I've lived, this is my favorite loop to do these errands, you know, and for other people, this might just be like, ugh, traffic here and this, that, and the other. And for me, I got to drive along the shore before turning up and hitting Route 1, then coming back down to my small town. Maine woods, the beach. Wow. So I was grateful yesterday while I was going out to get diapers and fill the gas tank. Moving here helps me in ways that I don't even realize. Move towards the things you are grateful for, because then you're, holy moly, you're just there. You're just so grateful. And the contrast helps. The diapers I went out to get yesterday used to be the awful diapers, and we hated them, and we never got them unless we were, like, desperate. And we had to. Well, then I accidentally ordered pull-ups, which suck right now for us and Finn. And so, after using the big, huge box of pull-ups, we were so happy to get the crappy diapers back. Like, the last choice has now become the favorite because we found a new last choice, frankly. But Will and I were giggling about that. Like, oh, wow, it just took one box of pull-ups for us to fall in love with our least favorite. But you know what? They're the most affordable. And I was able to get them on that lovely loop that I drove yesterday, locally here. So that's pretty cool. Like being aware of that. Also like being aware of the fact that the tribe is here. You can feel them. Your tribe is around you. They pop in and out as they need be. And my tribe keeps popping up here and there to remind me we're all doing the things and we've been here the whole time and here we are. And I've said before on this podcast, it's time to pick up our instruments. It's time to put the recipe books down, and it's time to cook. It's time to pick up your utensils and cook. Pick up your instrument and play. Pick up your paintbrush and paint. The tribe is here. A tribe member popped over. I haven't seen her in years. Just happened to be in my home yesterday. And I said, yeah, we've all gone to the margins, right? The outer margins of the page. And now there's enough of us there. When you look to the left and you look to the right, you see someone else outside of the culture, outside of the margins. And now we can practically touch each other. There are so many of us in the margins. We'll be holding hands in a big, huge circle, helping everybody else off the page. Well, that was pretty flippin' poetic. All right, I'm gonna move my body, so I'm gonna have a little bit more tea. I just wanna say that even though I'm not outside, the sun is blaring through my uncurtained window right at my face. I didn't really know it or realize it or recognize it until just now, so I'm gonna put my hand to my heart. I've got the sun on my face and my throat, charging up my thyroid. Even if you don't have a thyroid, charge up the space. Charge up your throat chakra. My hand is on my heart and I'm pressing. And I'm breathing. I'm letting the breath just expand all of my cells. Inhale and get real big and spacious. Then let it go. And just melt. Inhale and get big and spacious. Full of light. Hold it. Let it all go. Let it flow through you. Let the whole day flow through you. Let love flow through you. Let light flow through you. It's doing it anyway. Just feel the flow, okay? Honey, feel the flow. Well, it's like feel me flow. Whatever. Shout out to Naughty by Nature. All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.